Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. New Year's Day. Hope you had a great New Year celebration last night. Thanks for having us on today. Terrible things happening over in New Orleans, of course. Terrorist attack happening early this morning in the French Quarter. 10 people are dead. 35 plus are injured. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kilpatrick.
It was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could. It was not a DUI situation.
No, a lot more than that. Authorities are indeed, and these are some latest information just coming through this afternoon, authorities are uncovering more information about that horrific attack on that crowd of New Year's revelers in New Orleans. David Spunt is at the White House with more on it.
We know that there are potential other people that authorities are looking for. The FBI assistant agent in charge there said so. The Associated Press is reporting that that agency reviewed a Louisiana State Intelligence Bulletin that shows that there were guns and pipe bombs also found in the suspect's vehicle. According to the Associated Press, the devices were concealed within coolers, were wired for remote detonation. And this is, again, from a Louisiana State Police bulletin. Also, a corresponding remote control discovered inside the vehicle.
Okay, and Austin, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell had this to say.
I have been in direct contact with the White House, with Governor Landry, and, of course, a unified command who is present here.
FBI still not committing on the really definition of the attack at this point, but once it happens, you'll know about it on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here is pretty easy going in the first hour. Got some of that holiday traffic, as I like to call it. Not too much on the roads. A lot of people staying home. But those who are out on the roads are staying safe, and I appreciate you for that. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Thursday, high of 61, low of 44.
5:15, News Radio 92.3. Thought I'd just go ahead and make sure, if you have not heard this as of yet, the college football playoff quarterfinal in the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame has been postponed due to the terror situation in New Orleans. Matt Murphy has more on this.
The Notre Dame versus Georgia game set for tonight at the 70,000-seat Superdome has been postponed to Thursday for public safety, according to Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley.
All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours.
The decision follows this morning's attack in the New Orleans French Quarter, where a driver rammed a truck into a crowd, leading to a deadly shootout with police. Security sweeps locked down the Superdome Wednesday morning with officials advised to stay away. Both teams arrived Sunday, staying near the site of the attack. The Superdome is also preparing to host the Super Bowl on February 9th. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And one of the main things we were talking about yesterday when it came to looking ahead to some New Year's Eve festivities is just to be careful with those fireworks and firearms. Some people with their celebratory gunfire doing stuff. Well, a man is disfigured after a fireworks accident in Miami-Dade County. Homestead police say that he lost two fingers when a firework exploded in his hand Monday in Florida City. Investigators believe he was selling illegal fireworks out of a U-Haul van at M&M Meat Market. He drove himself to Homestead, where he was able to get help from a friend. He was taken to the hospital before being airlifted to another hospital in Miami. Police say he's in stable condition, but he'll need several surgeries to fix his hand, and the bomb squad wound up destroying all of the fireworks that he had in his van.
Okay, let me just kind of frame this under a couple of, let's just say, motor vehicle stories, shall we?
Sure.
Is it okay? Don't forget, 5 red light cameras went into effect today at those intersections that we've been telling you about. They give you a 30-day period of grace. I think they give you a warning at that point. Become like a month from today. Oh, bets are off on that one.
Yeah, you're hey, like, and, good
and
luck.
And listen, it's expensive. I think, I did the story a few weeks ago. It was like $158, something like that, for running one of those red lights. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
2025 actually could bring some pretty positive changes If you're having a problem getting your driver's license reinstated, might have had some situations, things here that just couldn't move them. Law enforcement and Escambia court officials are holding what they call a restoration clinic March 28th over at the Branchard Judicial Building downtown. That program is available for the first 150 people who register online for that program. I tell you, good luck. It's the last time they did this last year. They went fast. So if you need to take care of business, do it tomorrow.
All righty. And just a few minutes ago, I mentioned how Sheriff Bob Johnson yesterday, he was talking about celebratory gunfire and how there are some people who, while it's not recommended, are expected to do that. Well, an Osceola County police investigation is underway after they believe a person died from celebratory gunfire only a few minutes into the new year. Local officers were called out to a home off Golf Court just 2 minutes after midnight. The victim was rushed to the hospital with a gunshot wound but did not survive. Authorities trying to figure out the moments leading up to the incident.
Okay, still trying to figure out this event that happened in Las Vegas. There are casualties from an explosion and fire outside the Trump Tower in Las Vegas earlier today. Jack Callahan has an update.
The Clark County Fire Department now confirms one person died in the explosion that rocked a Tesla Cybertruck at the valet entrance to the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. Seven people who were nearby suffered minor injuries, two of them taken to the hospital. The person killed was in the truck when the blast was detonated and the truck burst into flames. Surveillance video from the scene seems to show there were also fireworks in the truck. Elon Musk posting on X, the whole Tesla senior team is investigating this matter right now. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is investigating, and the Clark County Coroner's Office is working to identify the person killed. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
All righty, around 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got reactions from both Biden and Trump regarding the attack in New Orleans this morning. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, he is God. I encourage you to rejoice in him and give your life to him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Sting, Police, New Year's Day. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you today. Thank you so much for having us on. Well, tonight, Powerball in action, $178 million, $80.7 million. That is your cash option as you do head out the door. Hey, don't forget about that. Make sure you put this on your calendar. This is a very special and unique event on the way Friday. Let's go back to the year 2000. Where were you? What were you doing? Well, you can kind of get a snapshot here because on Friday, the town of Century is opening the Century Millennium Time Capsule. This is where you're supposed to, the emphasis on music. The vault containing the materials will be open 1 o'clock at the Century Town Hall. It's called the Century Millennium Time Capsule. Don't forget it.
Hold your suspense. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking good. As for the weather, it's looking pretty darn good, too. 56 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 44. Beautiful Thursday.
Yeah, can you imagine being invited to a Donald Trump party at Mar-a-Lago?
No, I can't imagine that. Never happened.
That would be, no, and it probably will never happen, but that's okay. I'm same on my part. But President-elect Trump celebrated a new year at Mar-a-Lago. And he's, of course, getting all prepped here to take over the presidency reins one more time. Alexandria Hoff has a recap of the year that led him back to the White House.
In a post looking ahead to last night's celebration, the president-elect called Mar-a-Lago the center of the universe, and he has certainly made it so. Local reports from police put the guest list around 300 with heavy security screenings and a shuttle system to get guests to the grounds. The president-elect and future returning first lady arrived on the red carpet to close out a year that, against all odds, proved victorious for them. Consider for Trump the indictments, the multiple attempts on his life, one not too far from where the party was held, the uphill battle to the nomination, winning the presidency, securing the House, the Senate. But there is more challenge to come in 2025, along with more to celebrate. It's going to be implementing those promises that he successfully won on.
Aren't you glad you're not Donald Trump's neighbor?
Yes.
For driving
he's going to bring the house down.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Speaking of Trump, I mentioned this before the break. He was one of multiple political figures to give his thoughts on the situation happening in New Orleans today. The president-elect saying New Orleans has his full support after the attack, and on Truth Social, he said that the crime rate in our country is at a level never seen before. Meanwhile, President Biden says he's grateful for the brave and swift response from local law enforcement in New Orleans. He said his Homeland Security team briefed him on the deadly incident, and that he has directed his team to ensure every resource is available for the city.
Yeah, why weren't the barriers up on Bourbon? That's all I'm asking. All I want to know.
Why
weren't the barriers up on Bourbon?
That's a fair question.
It is the appropriate question. We're not hearing anything on that one, but just keep it at News Radio 92.3, and I'll make sure you know what's going on. Hey, changes coming to help empower girls. The 4DEZ, D-E-Z Prom Expo, is scheduled at the Brownsville Community Center on January 26th. The event provides girls with access to prom attire, empowerment sessions, safe night activities like recognizing red flags and setting boundaries, and overall education about teen dating. That's an important event.
Yes, it is.
That is an important. Absolutely. It's coming up on the 26th.
And the New York City Public Library is celebrating the return of its most overdue book. It's been 72 years since the, it was some autobiography, was checked out from the Woodstock branch on 160th Street in the Bronx. The tardy book borrower's son returned it the week before Christmas to the library's Fifth Avenue branch. The woman who borrowed it had been a music major at Hunter College and a fan of Russian composer Igor Stravinsky when she signed the book out on April 4th, 1952. Despite multiple overdue notices, it's been on her bookshelf until now. Wow.
Did they charge her for late fees?
That might have plunged her into debt if they charged her for the standard late fee on that.
Okay, this isn't a good story, especially if you've got power in the state of Florida, and everybody does.
Yeah.
Well, some. If you have solar, you don't.
Right. That's a good point.
There you go. But in 2025, Florida Power & Light plans to seek nearly $2.5 billion in rate increases. Yeah, I got your attention. Company officials say the unanticipated rate hike, well, they're because of increases in inflation of 21% and interest rates rising 180%. FPNL estimates a typical residential customer bill will increase an average annual rate of approximately 2.5%.
My goodness.
Changes, they are a-coming.
And the state of Florida has had a couple of questionable predicaments that it's been in. For example, the Southwest Florida community urged to conserve water due to ongoing shortage. The Mid-Hawthorne Aquifer, critically low, impacting one of Cape Coral's primary water sources. The low supply is affecting some of the city's northern residents. And also, we had this story as well, higher than normal pollutant levels in the air around portions of Tampa Bay. The National Weather Service says an air quality alert is in effect for Hillsborough County until midnight. Sensitive groups, including elderly residents, children, and those with respiratory issues, were urged to reduce their time outdoors while the order is in place.
Red tide causes a lot of that. This is in my sector of environmental knowledge, and that's what's going on and down in Central and South Florida. Runoffs, the political faction is not getting it passed through. It gets so close in getting these bills passed that are targeting environmental improvements. The mighty dollar wins out a lot of times in these areas. And what I'm saying is it's the runoff, the petroleum runoffs that's getting into our waterways that is causing red tides, respiratory issues. Yeah. And ECOA has a great compost product over there that is absolutely great on your yard. No, it outperforms fertilizers without the chemical balance. And it's great for the soil and it's great for our environment. So the folks down in Central and South Florida, I know I spoke down there a couple of times on this issue. They need to get a little more proactive on those issues.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. At least 15 people dead after a driver plowed into a New Orleans crowd early this morning. He was killed following a shootout with police. The FBI investigating the mayhem on Bourbon Street as an act of terror.
Law enforcement and bomb dogs are scouring the area. The FBI says multiple IEDs were found in the suspect's car and in the French Quarter. An ISIS flag was on the back of the car, and the FBI is asking the public for all the help they can get because they believe that the 42-year-old suspect did not act alone.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. The suspect identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar.
The person was an Army veteran. We believe he was honorary discharged, but we're working through this process, figuring out all this information.
FBI Assistant Special Agent Athena Duncan there. America is listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. Natural gas futures prices surged this week, hitting a new 52-week high following reports of a colder-than-usual temperature outlook for January. Natural gas February futures rose after an updated outlook by the weather company and Atmospheric G2 showed that the temperature forecast for next month is expected to be colder than average in the east, specifically from Florida to Maine, as well as certain parts of the Great Lakes. Charles Dolan, a pioneer of the cable television industry who launched HBO and AMC networks, has died at the age of 98. Dolan's holdings in the media included AMC Networks, whose namesake channel aired Mad Men and Breaking Bad, Madison Square Garden Company, including the famous venue and ownership of the New York Knicks and Rangers, Radio City Music Hall, and the newspaper Newsday. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Jordy Mack with a Sports Minute. Sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. I envy the tour's PGA players. This weekend, it's the Sentry at Plantation Courts in Kapalua with a star-studded field of 60, including the defending champion, Chris Kirk. Note to him, take advantage of the fact that the best player on the planet, Scottie Scheffler, is out with surgery on his hand. I'm Jordy Mack.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This new year, get started on your next success with University of Maryland Global Campus. Classes start January 8th. Apply now and save with no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid classes while giving you a head start on 2025. Earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot." Someone you can believe in. Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Hi, this is David Wayne from the newsroom wishing you and your family a very happy new year.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor in the newsroom, and my wish for the new year is, well, basically, let's all just get along.
Make 2025 a great year full of hope and prosperity. Hey, this is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy new year.
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price breaking out the hairspray today with a little bit of Def Leppard. That'll get you inspired. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. Hey, the good guys, our Ice Flyers fell to Macon Tuesday. It was 4-3. They returned to home ice Friday against Birmingham. Get ready for a big Cars Pixar promo night. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. This might fall under the auspices of sports here. Of course, we had a lot of polar bear plunges today. Pensacola Beach, of course, had a major one this afternoon, attracting hundreds of dippers and spectators over at the Paradise Bar and Grill on Santa Rosa Sound. Now, many of the attendees dressed in costume migrated to the island to participate in this really long and local tradition. Other polar bear locations offering the plunge today. Two sites in Navarre, Windjammers on the pier, Juana's, Bagotas, and then on the quay, the Floribama Polar Bear Dip, the largest dive on the Gulf Coast, got underway. Those are sporting events, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. Also, I wanted to touch on this, the college football scene, of course. So we did have last night Boise State and Penn State, and Boise State, they were America's team, right? They were the underdog Group of Five champ, had a Heisman contending running back, but they were a little bit out of their element, kind of got shut down by Penn State. 31-14 was the final last night. Today, man, we had just a cinematic masterpiece between Texas and Arizona State in the Peach Bowl. That game went to double OT. Texas ended up pulling away 39-31. That's exactly what a 5-4 matchup is supposed to look like. But here's what a 1-8 is not supposed to look like. Just about halftime here, Oregon at Ohio State's 13. They're trying to get on the board. They are currently losing to the 8-seeded Buckeyes 34-0 in the Rose Bowl. So that could very well be the halftime score. That is just humiliating if you're the Ducks. And, of course, we were supposed to have a game tonight between number 7 Notre Dame and number 2 Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, but because of the terrorist attack in New Orleans, tomorrow it says currently on ESPN that it's going to be at 3 p.m. Thursday, January 2nd. So it looks like it may be not even a whole day away.
Is that Eastern or Central? Do you know?
That would be Central time.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting there. You were mentioning some of the earlier, the Penn State game. You were mentioning that game last night.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I didn't have a dog in the hunt or anything like that, but I enjoyed watching the game. Here's Joe Morgan. He has more on the game.
James Franklin's squad won another big game, as 6-seed Penn State defeated 3-seed Boise State 31-14 in the Fiesta Bowl, moving on to face either Notre Dame or Georgia in the semifinals. Penn State quarterback Drew Aller threw for 3 touchdowns, and running back Nick Singleton put the game out of reach with a 58-yard rushing touchdown late in the fourth quarter.
Nick Singleton, house call! Touchdown!
That was courtesy of ESPN. Boise State running back Ashton Gentry was held to a season-low 104 yards, and finished 28 yards short of breaking Barry Sanders' single-season NCAA rushing record. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, I've been a big believer in blowouts in college football are unavoidable. I think that was proven before the playoff era. I think it was proven in the four-team era, and I think it's being proven tonight. I mean, Texas and Arizona State was one of those teams that it's like, what the heck are they even doing in the bracket? Well, they almost won their game today, and we've got the number one team in America who's already beaten Ohio State this year, down 34-0 halfway through the game. I mean, that's just anyone who's upset about games like Penn State, Boise State, just need to shut up.
Okay, Sugar Bowl postponing till you say 3:00 kickoff tomorrow?
That's according to ESPN here.
Okay, because it makes sense, because tomorrow we do have the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
We do.
And that game gets underway at 6:30.
Yes.
So that probably is the 3-hour window there that you need to get the game in 30 minutes on the other handle.
Both
side.
Games are listed to be on ESPN, so I suppose so.
So they just kind of dueled the presentation there on that one. So yeah, Gator Bowl getting underway, 6:30. It is Duke and Ole Miss.
Ole Miss currently favored by 17. 2-9-3 teams, very different stories there. Duke, I don't believe, is going to have their starting QB because he has transferred, Malik Murphy. But Jackson Dart, the star QB at Ole Miss, I believe is playing in this game tomorrow. I'm sure that's a big part of the point spread here. Give me Ole Miss big.
You know, I was disappointed in the past few performances of Jack's
Jackson Dart, yeah.
Jackson Dart.
Especially against Florida.
Absolutely.
His meltdown late.
He seems to have gone, digressed for the past couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a great quarterback.
Got a lot of potential.
Yeah, really.
For sure.
Does. So anyway, that game I'm going to kind of take that win. Of course, it will be interesting. The Notre Dame-Georgia game.
Yes, currently a one-point spread there. And yesterday, Georgia was favored by 1 point. Now Notre Dame has the one-point spread. We were just now talking about quarterback situations. Georgia is missing Carson Beck. That's probably a big reason for the narrow spread here. You know, some people bicker over, okay, well, how much good and how much bad does having a bye week do you? Notre Dame was battle-tested, but it was an easy game, a manageable game against Indiana, so they may be a bit more prepared for this matchup. I don't know. I've got Georgia winning this game, though, by around a touchdown. I think I had it being a weird score earlier this week, Chris. I think I had it being, 25-18, something like that?
Okay, yeah. I'm just concerned how these quarterfinals are going to play out now, who's going to be in the brackets.
Mm.
Which bracket, example, Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, will those two teams, the winner of those two teams play? Or
yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes. So right now, Oregon did score, by the way, right before halftime. Don't know how much that means, but they did hit the end zone. But right now, dare I say, looks like Ohio State's favored to win the Rose Bowl this afternoon. That means Ohio State and Texas would face off, and then the winner of Notre Dame and Georgia would face Penn State.
And it's 34-7?
Is that right now it says 34-6, but they may not have updated it for the PAT yet.
You know, you talk about the score spread. I remember...
They went for two and got it, so it's 34-8 at half.
Okay, I remember living in the Lower Garden District off of St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, and I was doing radio, and I think I was doing like 10-2 at nighttime. So I used to take the streetcar from my house and pull it around over on Poitras, and we were in the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Mm.
It was so funny because the point spread, it was a Saints-Oakland game. It was a Monday night football game.
Snooze
Saints,
fest.
Saints had it in the bag. They were like leading 34-0 at halftime or something.
Really?
Oakland came back and got him in the second half.
It happens.
So you say that, look at 34-7, and have they gone into third quarter yet?
Halftime just started, 34-8. And hey, I've seen a game where Oregon was up 31-0 at half, and they ended up losing beyond regulation. It happens. Oregon, of all teams, knows that. 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Brent Lane, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 44. Beautiful Thursday.
All right, there's a huge explosion. No, let me rephrase that. There was a huge, big, expensive explosion that rocked the Las Vegas Strip. Jack Callahan has more from Las Vegas.
Witnesses reported hearing several loud booms as a Tesla Cybertruck burst into flames just outside the Trump International Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. The fire has been extinguished, but police and fire departments are still investigating what caused the explosion. The Trump Organization posting on social media, "The safety and well-being of our guests and staff remain our top priority, and we extend our gratitude to the Las Vegas Fire Department and local law enforcement for their swift response." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Alrighty, I also wanted to touch on this. The Treasury Department imposing sanctions on Russia and Iran for trying to interfere with U.S. elections. The sanctions announced yesterday are against certain entities who are accused of using artificial intelligence to spread false information. Those entities include members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Russia's Military Intelligence Agency. A spokesperson for the Treasury Department says the governments of Iran and Russia have sought to divide the American people through targeted disinformation campaigns, and that the U.S. will remain vigilant against adversaries who would undermine our democracy.
5:47, News Radio 92.3 Key, cost-saving provision of the Inflation Reduction Act went into effect today, limiting annual out-of-pocket spending on prescription drugs to $2,000 for Medicare beneficiaries. This is a big deal. Let me tell you, officials confirm those with Medicare will save an average of about $400 on that side. Listen, when you're in that income of fixed income, $400 is $400, and it helps. Every little bit absolutely helps. Going to be cold tonight. Austin's been telling you about that. Just remember, don't forget the four P's this evening. Pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep the pets indoors. Make frequent checks on those older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent the frozen or busted pipes. Pretty good idea to cover the outdoor plants or bring the potted plants inside. By the way, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Bilton opening a cold weather shelter this evening for the homeless and heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay at the shelter must arrive between 6:30 and 8:30.
And we had two Lee County residents among the victims of the deadly New Orleans attack. Authorities say a pair of 20-year-old women from Fort Myers were hurt when a man intentionally drove into a crowd in the French Quarter District early New Year's Day. At least 10 people were killed. Dozens more were injured, of course. The women from Southwest Florida were hospitalized following the attack, and reports show that they graduated from Canterbury School in Fort Myers.
Okay, Florida's economy continuing to grow at a faster pace than the national economy in 24. Tourism, construction, and healthcare are among the top drivers. The Trump administration is optimistic that Florida's economy will continue to outpace the national numbers lasting through 2027.
All righty. Very nice. And also, I mentioned this last hour, a bit puzzling, but, you know, some big wigs in the science field worked on some mice, and they've got a study now. A study shows the female hormone estrogen can prompt women to consume a large amount of alcohol. Researchers at Weill Cornell Medicine say their data published in Nature Communications could spur different approaches for treating alcohol use disorder. The study indicates estrogen causes women to pregame, making them drink large amounts in the first half hour after the alcohol is offered. Researcher and professor Kristen Pleel says that the study shows what might be the first explanation for sex-related differences in binge drinking, and the study involved researchers serving alcohol to those lab mice I mentioned just a moment ago while they tracked their estrogen levels.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, there's a new generation to talk about now.
There is.
And besides ushering in the new year here, the world is also welcoming Generation Beta, one that tech experts say will likely have a significant portion of their lives heavily impacted by artificial intelligence. However, with the parents of these children having their own complex relationships with cell phones, social media, there could be some cause for concern. Shanley Painter, she has a report that really supports the idea this is going to be a difficult time.
U.S. Census Bureau data estimates the world population will be more than 8 billion people, with one baby expected to be born every 9 seconds in the U.S. throughout January 2025. Babies born this year and over the next 14 years will make up Generation Beta. It's the newest generation many technology experts predict will grow up with artificial intelligence in every aspect of their lives. And while it may be an exciting new frontier, those in Generation Beta will mostly be the kids of younger millennials and older Gen Zers. But according to educators currently working with Gen Z students, many report suffering negative consequences from frequent social media use. Chanley Painter, Fox News.
Alrighty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got the news of one infamous New York socialite passing away. Details on her passing and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin King, Operations Manager at ADS Communications. I hope you have a wonderful 2025. Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Front Desk Tina, wishing you and your family a very safe and happy New Year.
This is Tasca King, Radio and Digital Marketing Specialist, and I want to wish you and your family a wonderful 2025. Happy New Year.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, checking the board out at Pensacola International. A few flights popping up here of concern. Overall, looking pretty good, the board is. If you're expecting somebody to come in from Tampa on a Silver Flight 80, scheduled touchdown 6:10, it has been delayed a couple hours here until about 8:30, so plan accordingly for that one. Also, there's really nothing major on the board other than that. So it's looking pretty good out at Pensacola International. Have you ever had a terrible airline flight, Austin? I
mean, I've never been on a flight. How crazy is that, right?
You've never flown?
No, never needed to.
Okay. Wow. I've never met anybody that had never flown before.
Yeah, I'm a homebody historically.
All right. Okay, that's nothing wrong with that. Passengers call this one the flight from hell, triggered by an innocent girl's coughing fit. Oh, wow. Wait till you hear this one. Teresa Crowley has more.
Uneasy passengers on the EasyJet flight from Turkey to London feared for their lives after a 10-year-old girl suffered a coughing fit and the teenage girl sitting next to her threw a tantrum. The younger girl's mother tried to intervene, but passengers say then the 16-year-old really lost it, shouting at the crew, storming to the back of the plane, trying to open the emergency exit till she broke the handle. The Sun reports when a crew member pulled her away, she started screaming, threatened to stab them, then ran back up the aisle till she collided so hard with a woman they burst into the cockpit door. EasyJet says that's when the pilots decided to make an emergency landing for safety reasons in Bari, Italy, where the teenager was led away by police. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Yeah, a lot of happy passengers on that flight, let me tell you.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not on a plane because, I mean, Chris, you can attest, I've been coughing like crazy these past few days.
Hey, well, listen, while we're talking about airplanes and airlines here real quick, let me just make this, zip it in here for you. Silver Airways, which operates flights in and out of Pensacola, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It's not as bad as you think. If you're holding tickets, you're okay. The airline confirms all purchased tickets will remain valid. The company says it's business as usual and expects to finish the bankruptcy filing. That should happen sometime the end of March.
All righty, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you for this hour. Do have some backups on Palafox Street at the intersection with Brent Lane. That's where Brent Lane turns into, or meets Beverly Parkway, rather. So we do have some minor backups in that area, but it's not looking too bad. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful sunny Thursday, high of 61, low of 44.
I know a lot of people watching those interest rates, credit card interest rates going skyrocketing, actually. Financial experts raising a lot of alarms over the new report that was released that Americans defaulting on their credit card payments has really soared this year. Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock has more on the story.
Just like the federal government, Americans seem to be unable to stop spending above their means. The latest numbers on the amount of credit card debt that banks are writing down now is unrecoverable. It's $46 billion over the first three quarters of 2024. That's an increase of 50% year over year, and it is the highest rate since the recession back in 2008. Delinquency rates vary depending on where you are in the country. States with the highest delinquency rates, topping the list, Nevada, almost 13%, Florida, Arkansas, and Texas, also with 1 in 10 credit card users, unfortunately, delinquent on their payments.
My goodness. And mention this before break. New York socialite Jocelyn Wildenstein, best known for her addiction to plastic surgery, has passed away. Her longtime partner, fashion designer Lloyd Klein, says Wildenstein died of a pulmonary embolism Tuesday in Paris. The 84-year-old was dubbed the Catwoman years ago for undergoing multiple cosmetic procedures to look like a lynx. She was also referred to as the queen of plastic surgery, but as recently as February, denied ever going under the knife.
Interesting day today. Of course, a lot of bills were kicked into motion for the new year. Minimum wage workers here in Florida will see an increase in their paychecks thanks to a state constitutional amendment approved by voters, happened 5 years ago. This year, hourly workers will see a $1 increase in wages, bringing the minimum wage to $14 an hour. This is for non-tipped workers and $10.98 for tipped workers. When the amendment passed back in 2020, Florida became the eighth state to adopt a $15 minimum wage.
I remember voting on that because I was like 19. I remember voting on that. The Manhattan penthouse used by Hollywood icons Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward as a retreat now has a buyer. There's no word yet. There's a typo there on who bought the 2-bedroom home with outdoor terraces and unobstructed views of Central Park. It was listed less than 3 weeks ago for just under $10 million, generating a bidding war that resulted in the Fifth Avenue home selling for above the asking price. And there's no word on what it cost, but the buyer paying not just for the apartment, but for the privilege of owning the home of two beloved Oscar winners and a philanthropist. Newman died in 2008, and Woodward, who's now 94, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2007 and lives in Connecticut, where the couple raised their three daughters.
Okay, if you are an opera aficionado, 2025 could be your year. The Pensacola Opera is presenting its first performance of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, January 24th and 26th. They'll do this at the Sanger. Tickets are on sale now for that, and also for the upcoming production in March of the Pensacola Opera's Leoncavallo's Pagliacci.
Wow, very nice.
See.
Wanted to touch on this real quick as well, because this has been kind of a developing story in the pop culture scene. Jay-Z's legal team believes the allegations against the veteran rapper and entrepreneur have exceeded the statute of limitations. According to a report by Rolling Stone, attorney Alex Spiro filed new paperwork in which he argued Jane Doe's claims fall just outside the window of NYC's Victims of Gender-Motivated Violence Protection Act. In his letter to the court, Spiro stated that Doe's allegations occurred 3 months before the GMVA was established, and he cited an instance where a federal judge in the Southern District of New York axed a lawsuit that former child model Gian Bellino had filed against Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler. So it's just it's becoming all kinds of a celebrity web of entanglements here.
Wahoo, right?
Yeah, my goodness.
Okay, it's going to get cold, and Escambia County Fire Rescue encouraging you this evening to practice safe heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.